$12.50. That's what one developer spent running a Chinese open-weight model flat out for an entire day against a distributed physics engine. It found real performance gains, introduced no new bugs, and the weights are MIT licensed. The comparable frontier model would have cost roughly 60 times that. Welcome to AI in 15 for Thursday, August 13th, 2026. I'm Kate, your host.
And I'm Marcus, your co-host.
Today, DeepSeek ships V4 Pro with no announcement at all, and the agentic coding benchmarks jump 50 points. Grok 4.6 lands the same day at frontier parity, and the same price as the last one. A zero-click Zoom exploit found and weaponized in under 24 hours, with fewer than 20 prompts. Near autonomous agents ran loose inside Taiwan's nuclear safety agency for 4 days. Plus, scanners impersonating ClaudeBot to hunt your .dot files, Gemini crosses a billion users, and Anthropic works the room before an IPO. Marcus, start with the non-launch. There was no blog post?
There was no blog post, no launch event, no English press release. The official note went out on WeChat. What actually happened is the checkpoint changed, the API docs updated, and developers noticed. DeepSeek moved V4 Pro from preview to general availability on August 12th with a build tagged 0813.
And the architecture is the same one they open-weighted in April.
Identical. 1.6 trillion parameters, mixture of experts, about 49 billion active per token, a million token context window. Nothing structural changed. DeepSeek attributes the entire jump to post-training.
Give me the jump.
On agentic coding versus the preview build, DeepSeek from 12.8 to 62.7. NL2 Repo, 38 to 61. CyberGym, 52 to 83. Terminal Bench, 72 to 88. Aggregate puts it at roughly 62.5 against Fable 5's 64.5 and Opus 5's 64.
So 2 points behind the frontier.
2 points behind, at 43 cents per million input tokens and 87 cents output. Roughly a 60th of Fable's cost for comparable agentic work. MIT license. And DeepSeek has already signaled a significant price increase is coming, which tells you what demand looks like.
You're doing the skeptical face again.
Because a 50-point gain on a single evaluation is the shape of an eval that was in scope for post-training. That's not an accusation. It's the base rate. What makes me take it more seriously is that the Hacker News thread is unusually concrete. People reporting actual spend on actual work, not benchmark watching. And Simon Willison ran it through his renderer test and called it competent but imperfect, which is the kind of unglamorous verdict I trust.
Any real gap?
Vision. It has none. Against multimodal frontier models, that's now a genuine differentiator, not a footnote.
Same day, different continent. Grok 4.6.
500,000 token context. Out on the XAI API, Cursor, OpenRouter, Vercel, and Cloudflare immediately. Artificial analysis scores at 61 on their intelligence index. Level with GPT 5.6 Sol Max. One behind Fable 5 Max, two behind Opus 5 Max. That's 5 points up on Grok 4.5 in barely a month.
And the price didn't move.
$2 in, 6 out, unchanged, which matters more than it sounds because output tokens dominate cost on reasoning-heavy work. So its cost per task sits down with Kimi K3 and well below Opus 5 and Fable 5. It leads AA Briefcase. It leads Harvey Lab at 15.8% against GPT's 2.5. And it trails on Apex SWE. It's also slower than average and a bit verbose.
One gripe I saw?
The API appears to inject a default system prompt, instructing the model not to discuss its guidelines. And that instruction overrides the developer's own system prompt. If you're building on it, you're not fully in control of the context.
Two Frontier parody releases same day, both cheap. What does that tell you?
The line that keeps coming up is that within about 2 months of Fable shipping, every major lab had a Fable class model. Either techniques travel very fast through people moving between labs, or everyone's converging on the same recipe. The second one is worse news if you're betting on a durable model moat.
Security block. And the first one is a number I had to read twice. Fewer than 20 prompts.
Researchers at A-Security disclosed a 3-bug chain in Zoom's screen sharing annotation feature. 3 CVEs. Any meeting participant can silently execute code on another attendee's device. Windows, macOS, Linux, iOS, Android.
What's the actual bug?
Boringly classic. A missing bounce check in the annotator producing a buffer overwrite. A second that overreads memory because Zoom allocates from an attacker-declared character count that's bigger than the actual packet. A third that reads attacker-controlled data straight into a linked list without validating pointers.
And the timeline?
Identified June 8th. Working zero-click remote code execution confirmed across all platforms June 9th. Reported to Zoom the 10th. Acknowledged within a day. Patched and disclosed August 11th. One researcher, fewer than 20 prompts on publicly available models, under 24 hours, from nothing to working exploit.
Their estimate of the old way.
Roughly 5 people for 6 months. Call it a 1,000-fold compression of person hours, achieved with public models and no special access. Responsible disclosure worked exactly as designed here. Zoom patched. Everyone behaved well. The uncomfortable corollary is that the same compression is available to everyone who doesn't file a report.
Which is a grim segue into Taiwan.
Over 4 days at the start of July, a tool assembled from 2 open-source agent frameworks, Hermes and OpenClaw, ran largely by itself inside Taiwanese government systems. Researchers at Dream, an Israeli cyber defense firm, say up to 8 agents operated simultaneously, mapping 21 government systems, probing, switching tactics when blocked.
Damage?
At least 85 compromised accounts, more than 2,500 personnel records exfiltrated, then expansion into the Nuclear Safety Agency, supply chain vendors, and at least 7 energy companies.
What's the detail that's making people uneasy?
The framework ran what its own tooling labeled learning cycles, autonomous sessions where the models went and searched vulnerability databases, GitHub, published security research, looking for specific CVEs applicable to what they'd already found. And Dream reports it self-corrected. It made mistakes, caught them through its own verification, and fixed them. No operator in the loop.
Marcus, caveats.
2, and I want them said clearly. This is a single vendor's incident report, and the China attribution is an assessment, not a proof. But the significant word is near autonomous. Attackers have used AI for a while. What's new is a long attack chain sustained without continuous human instruction, built from freely available frameworks rather than bespoke state tooling. That collapses the cost and skill floor for this whole class of operation.
Now we covered Daybreak on Tuesday, so just the update.
Just the frame. OpenAI split it into blue for defenders and red for offensive research, with GPT 5.6 Cyber behind red. What reading it next to the Zoom story does is settle the argument about whether OpenAI handed anybody a new capability. They didn't. One researcher got a zero-click Zoom chain out of public models in a day. The capability is already ambient. The bet is that gated access to a better version puts defenders ahead. Whether the vetting for red is real is the only detail that decides it.
And one that's directly actionable for anyone listening. Somebody is impersonating Claudebot.
Known agents reports mass vulnerability scanners spoofing the user agent strings of AI crawlers. Claudebot, GPTBot, OAI Searchbot, Perplexitybot, The technique is decades old, and nobody's pretending otherwise. What's new is the target list.
Which is?
Not WordPress login pages. .claude.json. .claude/settings. AWS credentials and config. .env. .env local. .env backup. Docker and Terraform configs. Service account keys. NPM credentials.
So they're hunting for AI tool credentials specifically.
Your .dot files are now a named target. Those files grant API access to paid model accounts, and increasingly, to whenever those agents are authorized to touch. The fix is 5 minutes. Verify crawler traffic by IP range, not by user agent string. The real crawlers publish their ranges. One operator in the thread noted that blocking most VPS provider ASNs makes the majority of fake bot traffic simply vanish.
Two business items to close. Gemini crossed 1 billion monthly users.
Announced Monday by Pichai. Fastest growing product in Google's 28-year history. 14th Google service at that scale. 400 million in May 2025. 900 million by May this year. Then 950 to over 1 billion in under a month.
What's the interesting number in there?
63% of users interact by voice. 150 million images generated daily. Over 100 million active on iOS alone. That voice figure suggests mainstream usage looks nothing like the text and code pattern that dominates developer conversation.
And what's not in there?
How many of that billion pay for anything? Google conspicuously didn't say. Distribution through Android, Chrome, Search, and Workspace puts the app in front of people who already open those products. That's not the same as demand for the product itself.
And Anthropic is doing the rounds before an IPO.
Per the Wall Street Journal, meeting potential investors ahead of a debut targeted for September or early October. Confidential S-1 filed June 1st, 4 days after closing a $65 billion Series H. Morgan Stanley, Goldman, and JP Morgan on the book. The valuation ladder is steep. $61.5 billion in March 2025, up to $965 billion in May, against a reported $47 billion revenue run rate.
What are they being asked about?
It's a good map of the bear case. The rise of much cheaper Chinese systems, tensions with the administration, infrastructure cost, and public backlash to data center construction.
The first one being the story we opened with.
DeepSeek shipping a 2-point behind model at a 60th of the price, 2 days before the roadshow. That's not a coincidence in narrative terms. It's precisely the pressure. And the thing I'd actually watch is the filing itself. Whatever the S-1 says about gross margins, compute commitments, and customer concentration is the first properly audited look inside a frontier lab that anyone outside a cap table has ever had.
One to watch. Whether V4 Pro's benchmark jumps survive contact with real workloads, independent numbers from artificial analysis, and the community harnesses should land within a day or two.
Agreed. And the early hands-on reports are encouraging enough that I'd bet on it mostly holding. Runner-up? The S1 could drop within weeks.
That's your AI in 15 for today. See you tomorrow.